Yvonne.
And Matt. We're an interracial couple with two kids wanting to do something that highlights the power of friendship and what it means to be in the company of true friends. We're going to move our society away and out of the loneliness epidemic and into a friendlier, happier world. Welcome to Our Friendly World. Better, stronger, together.
Welcome back, everybody. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Matt, what is the song? What does it mean, Another One Bites the Dust? In that song, Queen?
Yes. Uh-oh, careful. I almost started humming it.
Yeah, what does it mean, though?
Another one's gone?
What's he talking about? Because...
Does it matter? But I don't know, honestly.
Well, I want to say Another One Bites the Dust. Although it probably bit the dust a few months ago. Do you guys have you guys had, I mean, we've talked about this before, so I know, yes, you have, but a friend breakup? It feels like you're slimed and there's this shakiness that comes with it. And when you look out in nature and you see dogs, especially because we're around dogs mostly, so we notice it there for sure. I think squirrels do it too, but they can shake it off. You know, like someone pets them and then they always shake it off. Well, it depends on who's petting them.
Right.
They shake it off. I always wondered if that was energetic. Someone a long time ago told me that when people go through trauma or you get scared, right, which is trauma also, but when you get scared, that shakiness that comes during or after is your body's way of detoxing. You're like a dog. You're shaking it off. You're not doing it consciously. That shaky feeling is your body getting rid of it.
Well, I think it's kind of a really expressive, like stretching, cracking the knuckles kind of a thing. I think it satisfies a similar kind of vibe, which just basically loosens you back up because you tighten up.
Mm-hmm. But you've noticed that, right?
Oh, yeah. People. Big time.
I mean, you've gone through it too.
Mm-hmm.
That shaky feeling.
Yes.
It's awful. Like for me, when I've gone through friend breakups, I get that shaky feeling. First, it's like disbelief. Like, what just happened? Right?
Right, of course.
And then you go through all the emotions to justify why it happened. And then I go through self-blame. Then I go through, well, should I try to salvage it? And everybody, most of the time, everybody around me is like, hell no.
Hell no. Well, for me, I go through rationalization, like, no, I'm just, obviously I'm imagining something.
Well, that's me all the time. Hold on. You go through that too, where
yes.
You feel like you're imagining it?
Yeah.
Like what in particular?
Well, like if I'm trying to get a hold of somebody and they're just not getting a holdable or I have a conversation and then they just drop me like a bad habit, I'm like, oh, well, obviously they're just, you know, it's just a thing and they're probably doing stuff or going through something, but they're going to get back in touch with me. I'm not worried.
Yeah, that happened to me, right? That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the truth of the matter is that this friend, who's no longer a friend, this friend all along was doing things that really bothered me, but I thought, oh, it's just me. I got to work on it myself. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm not going to make it an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know that I should have. And so, so what happened was it was like a culmination of things that were really bothering me. And I never said anything. And I kept going along every time we hung out.
Right.
And, but you noticed some things, but you never said anything directly.
I did.
And if you did, I wasn't hearing it.
Right, because I'm not here to tell anybody what to do.
I want you to tell me what to do, Matt.
Hold on. I need this as a soundbite. Oh my goodness, really?
Matt.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
I need you to tell me, because I mean, how many months did I waste, you know?
Well, doing stuff. It wasn't like you were sitting by the phone.
Well, no, let me.
In your shawl, in the rocker.
Definitely not. And that's another thing, because time just went by. I've had a lot going for me. And also this friend was like, this voiceover thing is just a what does she call it? She said It's a scam. It's all a scam. Your mentor is scamming you. It's such a tough business. Meanwhile, in the time that, I guess, 4 months we didn't speak, I was picked up by a manager and an agent. Thank you. And I've been auditioning for huge commercials every day and still going out and meeting people, and I'm doing big things. Anyway, so what happened, you guys, was we went to the store together as a family. I was looking at when it happened.
I was like,
should I get these potatoes or what? Should I get some more onions? Where are the lemons? Like, all this is going in my head. And somehow you got my attention. It was you, right?
Well, I'm the one who noticed.
How did I notice? Because I thought you guys brought it to my attention.
Well, I think I did. I was like, hey, how's it going? Because, of course, I'm going to be polite and nice, period.
So you saw her.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to squeak by without being noticed.
Yes, and I noticed her, so I called her out.
So you called. And then so I saw her, and I was genuinely happy. Like, I was like, hey! And she just looked at me with a blank look and looked ahead and ignored me and kept walking.
Well, yeah, she had that kind of scared rabbit look on her.
Did she?
She did.
Because I was.
That's
like,
one of the reasons why I called her out.
In a split second, I turned. Because I went from like, hi. Like, I put my arms up. I'm like, hi. And she just stared at me and looked ahead like, I'm going to ignore you. I'm walking away. I was like, so in a split second, I went from.
Oh, dear. From 0 to 60.
I went from mean. Was that? Did I say?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I went from totally happy to see her because I thought all this was my imagination. Like, I haven't heard from her. The last time I asked her, the first time I believe I ever asked for a favor.
Mm-hmm.
The way she reacted to it was like, that's when I said, you know what? I'm going to lay back for a while. Because her response to me asking a very simple favor, let me know she's not in my camp. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not.
Right. There's no lack of faith.
So I just let it go. I tried not to take it personally. I'm like, okay. And she didn't say no either. It was the way she handled it.
Well, she did the whole, let me Google that for you.
What happened was her husband is a bigwig at a company. I texted her one day. I'm like, do you mind if I ask him, her husband, if I ask him out for a cup of coffee, if I could treat him out for a cup of coffee so I can talk to him about what he may know about any departments that may be looking for voice artists. So therefore I can turn in my demo. Like, you know, he's a huge executive there.
He's a big-ish deal, yes. Or so we've been led to believe.
So she said in her text back to me, he doesn't know anything. And then she sent me a link to HR, which I could have done myself. You know what I'm saying? It was like.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do you think she did all of that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Right.
Why?
And that's just it. We can never truly know. We can only suppose. People who live in a world of scarcity and people who live in a world of, it's like a rising tide lifts all ships, but some people don't believe that. Some people believe that in order for me to be above the water, I have to push somebody under. So who's to say? But it's a hard thing. And it's really hard when you ask somebody for a favor. And again, we don't know all the permutations of what she was thinking the favor really meant.
But even though I was perfectly honest.
But
I could have gone to him. I had his phone number.
Right.
But because she's married, because I'm married, I don't know. I just felt like it was the honest, most respectable thing to do.
Absolutely.
As a married person, to ask her first if it's okay to ask him for a platonic business coffee.
Right. It's just keep in mind, I think she always saw herself, again, as the alpha and you as the not alpha.
Which blows me away because you told me that today.
Right.
And I'm like, really? Why didn't you tell me this before? And then you pointed stuff out. I'm like, oh my God, this is stuff I was feeling all along, but I thought it was my imagination. The fact that every time she came over, I felt judginess. Like, our house is like Cirque du Soleil. It is very bohemian. It's very clean and beautiful. It's a jewel box, but it's not adult.
And it's a little jewel box.
It's little. You finally admitted we have a small house.
No, yeah. At what point did I not?
You always, every time I say we have a small house, you're like, no, we don't.
We don't.
It is a small, never mind. So anyway, what happened was, I felt little stings along the way.
Right.
But I always thought it was my imagination, and you pointed things out today. And that's why I was like, hey, can you please let me know beforehand, like, as you feel them? And you said, well, I thought you knew. And I'm like, no, I didn't.
And I would point things out as things happened.
I never...
And there were things that had happened that I thought you understood.
I didn't. No, because I'm dense in that kind of way. You know, like when I was dating and guys were asking me out or they were flirting, I never understood it because I need a simple, like, no beating around the bush kind of like, hey, this is... I need it very clear. You know, you can't just hint at something with me. I never knew these guys were interested in me. Because I didn't want to assume. I never assume.
Right.
You know, it's like me joking. I never joke around. And then when I do joke around, people get so offended.
I get confused.
And you know me. So that's what I'm saying. I need you to tell me you're my partner. I wish you would tell me.
I do tell you.
Look, you need to like hold my shoulders and go, look, this is what I just saw.
So I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. But when you tell me a few times, I don't get it.
I did tell you a few times.
So what is my problem?
But that's just it. At the end of the day, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Yeah, because they're little cuts.
Right. And but the other thing to me is things like people, if somebody wants to be of higher status than me or feel like they're of higher status than me, that's fine. I don't necessarily care. If I enjoy their company, that's fine. And I have an understanding of how the relationship is going to be because I try and go through everything with a very humble spirit. You know, case in point, oh my goodness, we had shenanigans at the gas station. I took Mr. Wizard's parking spot. Because I was running late for coffee. Go for coffee at the gas station. God help me, right? But anyways, there's a total pecking order, total hierarchy. And the only spot available was Mr. Wizard's spot. So I took Mr. Wizard's spot. It was late enough in the day. And I didn't think he was going to show up because he doesn't show up every day. So I took his spot. Oh, then he showed up. I took his spot. Now, on the face of it, maybe that doesn't seem like a big deal. And in point of fact, I don't think it was a huge deal to Mr. Wizard, but I didn't want him to think that I wasn't going to treat it like it was a big deal. So I, oh my goodness. And maybe I overcompensated, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with saying, hey, my status isn't as high as yours or, you know, whatever. I don't want to interfere with the pecking order. So I bought his coffee the next day, $2. I wrote the ode to Mr. Wizard. I wrote him a ceremonial theft from Calvin and Hobbes saying how cool he was, basically. And then I gave him an apology, not an apologia, but an apology on that Friday. So all this happened on Monday, Tuesday coffee, Wednesday ode to Mr. Wizard, Friday a true apology.
Interjection. We did an episode a long time back called Apologia. It's really good. Check it out. That's what Matt's talking about. There's a difference.
Right. And basically, Western civilization would have you believe that an apology, you're kind of excusing yourself while saying, oh, but I'm sorry that you feel this way, or I'm sorry this happened, but I didn't do anything wrong. No, that's right. Not how you apologize.
That's an apology, yeah.
That's not how you apologize.
But anyway, check out that episode, Apologia.
So I went out of my way to make sure that he understood that I wasn't saying I was in any way better than he was. And I want to try and be very conscious of that. Now, I know who I am. I know theoretically what my status is and all the rest of it. But I'm a humble guy. What can I say? I don't have time to put on airs because as soon as you put on airs, somebody bigger, badder, better than you comes along and makes you feel like crap. And I just assume not feel like crap. And that's just been my experience. So I've had a lot of people in my life keeping me humble. So I find it's just easier to live that way. And honestly, so does Mr. Wizard, frankly. He's a pretty humble guy. He just, you know, wants his parking spot.
It's such a weird thing. It's been coming up for me the last few months a lot. Like, I reconnected with LA in so many ways. And I'm thinking to myself the past few months, I'm like, I still couldn't go back there. Santa Monica, yes. Santa Monica's a different place. But LA, the culture, mm-hmm. I can't. Like, honestly, like, we've had the same clothes for 20 years now. I mean, I keep buying, like, little things because we wear them out. But they're still the same kind of, like, I don't know. I just feel like, much like our house, is very bohemian. It's very... How would you describe our house as opposed to someone else's house like hers?
Very grown up.
It's very stiff. There's no color. Not that there's anything wrong with not having color. Hold on a second. Okay, because I know Farnoosh is listening, and she loves her black and white. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Life. Having an open home where you feel welcomed as opposed to stiff, like, here, come sit at the dining room table right here.
Well, and that, you know? And that comes a lot from, I think, that, like, my parents ground that out of me and probably you because, well, we're done with dinner, so let's go sit in the living room and have a talk. And here's our pre-selected list of talking points, conversation starters.
And, like, you know you're not allowed to sit in this room. You're not allowed unless...
You get invited.
Right. So our home is very
fun.
It's fun.
Free.
We rush to the door and fight over who gets to say hello first to the person coming over. Like,
we almost don't let them inside because we're all...
We're a bunch of dogs that jump on you when you come over. We're so excited to see you. Anyway, so that's what I meant by no color. I'm looking at our clothes right now.
Don't look at it. This shirt is brand new.
No, it's not. Is it really? It still looks old, honey.
No, no, no. The overshirt. The overshirt is old, 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 old. Yes, I even have a replacement for this.
Matt, but look at that.
But I like playing this so much.
But, like, it's so...
It's like my blankie.
Basically, if it's a classist issue, I think.
It could be.
We don't have designer outfits. We don't have fancy things in our home. It's just very simple. It's simple and playful.
It's playful.
And I don't think we have anything in anyone's wardrobe where we would go to some place that warrants and demands a certain degree of, what's the word I'm looking for? A certain degree of altitude is all I can think of. Like,
oh dear.
Altitude, because they're up here and then they would consider us down here by the way we are dressed. You know what I'm saying?
I do, but I do have a Christian Dior, a trench coat.
Which you haven't worn the whole time we've been married.
But I still have it.
Oh my God, honey. And it's old now. It's out of date.
Trench coats never go out of date.
Babe, it has like flared like 1980s shoulder pads or something in it. I don't know, honey. I don't think
anyways.
So. Anyway, but this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. I don't think I could be of that altitude even if I tried. Even if someone gave me a makeover, I don't think I could pull it off. You know what I'm saying?
I totally could.
You could. I can't. Anyway, it's been bothering me. I'm so glad we've always lived in the towns we've lived in because it doesn't demand that kind of thing from us. But yet we have the finest education, the finest food. We're like very much educated in all of that. There's just no haughtiness about us, I guess.
Right, 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 right. Don't mistake our attitude for a lack of sophistication.
Thank you. Exactly. Exactly.
But it's like we want to be a good host. As we walk through the world, we want to be a good host. If somebody wants to start discussing Kierkegaard, let's go. If somebody wants to talk about professional American football, let's go. I'm not here to make someone feel small.
And
period.
So, yeah,
end of story.
That's why it blows me away that deep down, there's always that happening.
Right.
So back to the story. I went from so excited to see her to when she did that, when she ignored me like that.
I thought
that.
You were going to take off your earrings.
Oh, my God.
Take off your shoe.
Like, as soon as I saw that she did that, I immediately, I don't even remember what I said, but I think I put up my hand on like my palm to her. I was like, all right. Like, I don't know what I said, something like, oh, I see. I see how you are. You know, I'm like, whatever. And I walked away. And then she yelled at me. She yelled at me. And I genuinely only heard a part of it. And now I, oh my God, I did a spin move. You guys were blocking me. And I'm short. Now all the kids are now bigger than I am, like taller than I am. So I'm like dodging, trying to find her face in the crowd and go, what? I'm like, what did I say, Matt? I'm like, what? And she said, you can't expect me to say hello after you never returned any of my texts or emails. I'm like, and then I went closer. I'm like, what? You sent me emails, texts? And I thought to myself, the last text she sent me was the link to HR, you know, after I like...
Oh, thank you so much. No.
You know, it was so jarring.
It was very shocking.
Thank you. I was shocked by it, so I didn't reply to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw any emails from her. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what she's talking about. And that's what I said. I said, I don't recall getting anything from you. She's like, well, it works both ways. And I'm thinking to myself, well, okay. Anyway, and then she just had a wall, and I could tell like she was getting emotional, and I wanted to salvage it. So I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just genuinely, I never got any info from you. And I thought you were mad because I asked a favor of asking your husband for coffee. And she didn't even want to talk about it. So she cut me off because she didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
And she was like, you just need to tell me if I ever do anything that's wrong, you need to tell me, and vice versa. That's how I am. You need to, whatever is bothering you. Obviously, she knew something that bothered me. And for me, I had let so many things go. And at that point, I didn't feel like saying, hey, this bothers me that you did that. Now, if it was someone else, like a Farnoosh, you know, like someone I've known, someone who really, I feel there's great communication back and forth and has known me for a while,
mm-hmm.
I would have said, hey, why this kind of response? What did it mean?
Right.
Anyway, I just didn't feel like it was worth it because of all the culmination of all the things that I felt along mm-hmm. the way. All of which I thought was my imagination.
Right. And so, but at that moment, I was like, seriously, that's it?
Yeah, you told me to cut things off then. And again, I don't remember you saying that. So anyway, we came home. I was so shaky. And thank goodness for one of our friends who's our neighbor, who always gives the best advice. She's like, what's the matter? So I told her what happened. She's like, what is going on at that store this week? Because they also ran into people like that. And so she gave the best advice. She's like, you've got a lot going for you. You don't have time for that. Like, right. And this person is obviously not a person to have in your circle because she knew all the stuff. Anyway, so that's it. Using my own example, if you've ever gone through this or are maybe going through it, I'm so sorry. It sucks. That shaky feeling is gross. Take a hot shower, a cold shower, do ice cold, icy hot, whatever it is you do for sore muscles, detox it off, get it out of you, nourish yourself. I was like, okay, I got to get home and take a shower and wash this off. And my friend who gave us the advice, our neighbor, was like, let's go digging in the dirt. So we planted something and that actually helped to ground me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and just washed it off. And then here we are recording.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for listening, you guys. I don't know. I just wanted to like just give you my personal raw experience for today regarding friendship. And sometimes, I mean, once again, this is another example of why people don't want to make friends anymore.
Why it can be difficult to have friends, mm-hmm. because
it's so
people get so caught up in junior high school things, frankly, and the social hierarchy, you know? And it's like, wow, can't we just be people?
And it's all, again, like you said, it's the scarcity mentality. Like,
very much.
Everyone is in flight or, what is it called?
Fight or flight mode.
Fight or flight mode. Survival mode.
Yes, very big time. And it's like you need to relax. And, you know, in order to have a friend, you have to be a friend. And friends ask each other for help. And you have to be somebody who people feel comfortable coming to for help. And then you actually have to help them.
I have a question, Matt.
Yes.
Why was she even friends with me to begin with? If it was all so judgy, her kids are better than our kids. Her house is better than our house. Her husband has a whatever job. And, you know, she didn't even know what you do. Like, you're a big time yourself, but you don't wear it all over you. You know what I'm saying? You're a big deal.
You really want to know?
Yeah, just tell me. Why was she friends with me to begin with?
And this is the harsh part. Are you ready? This is the bad part.
Am I going to go cry in my pillow?
No.
What?
But this is harsh.
Okay, I'm ready.
She doesn't have any friends. I said it, and I mean it. She's alone, and she's lonely.
She did look pretty miserable when we saw her.
Well, she was freaking out because she saw
us. There's a difference between freaking out and,
I know,
like, obviously, like,
it was like a low energy freak out. And we don't know what's going on in her life at all. And things could have, you know, her whole life could have gotten into a royal suck since. We don't know. But I do know at the point in time you guys became friends, you were her only friend.
Then why treat me like that? It comes from learned behavior. Because I noticed a lot of stuff came from her mother. Like, her mother was very judgy.
Of behavior.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do what you've done before, regardless, because you're still here, it must have been successful. And you don't necessarily have an understanding of flipping the script and doing things differently. Because I used to be a royal a-hole. I used to be Mr. My poo doesn't stink and I'm better than you and all the rest of it. And
when
at some point,
were you like that?
High school. And then at some point I realized, whoa, no, that's not the way you really want to be.
So, question.
Yes.
Is it my job to be her friend despite all of this?
No.
Why?
Because friendship is... Friendship is a necessity, but people treat it as a luxury. And if you're not willing to put in the effort, I mean, oh my God. Okay, Mr. Wizard didn't care that much. He just wanted to come in and say, you effed up, and look at me and say that. And that was it. That was what he wanted to say. He wanted to hear me say, I'm never going to do it again. And that would have been it, okay? Period. We would have been just fine. But I went the extra mile because I wanted him to know and I wanted myself to know that friends should go the extra mile for one another. Period. That's all.
Are we done?
Well, that was a pretty good speech, I thought.
Perfect. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful every day. And let us know what you think. But please be gentle because I am very raw. Take care. Hope you're all well. Have a beautiful every day. And we'll see you and talk to you in just a few days. And you know, if you ever need us, we're here. Okay.
Be well.